One of the standbys of country music is the drinking song, in which the singer seeks comfort amid life's disappointments at the bottom of a bottle. Rock critic Ken Tucker points out that two songs on new albums by Brad Paisley and the duo Brooks and Dunn approach the time-honored subject from distinctly different points of view.
I'm not some come on strong Romeo cowboy. No, I'm not that type. Without a little help, I'd probably have two left feet. But you ain't gonna let that happen tonight.
Turn up that jukebox, set me at the bar. I promise her the moon, you throw in the star. Whiskey, do my talking, say all the things I can. Yes, to
where rock and roll has expended most of its substance abuse energy creating hymns to or cautionary tales of marijuana, LSD, cocaine, and heroin use, country music's drug of choice is definitely alcohol, for a number of reasons. Foremost, it's comparatively cheap and legal, at least post-prohibition. The genre has a sizable number of tunes about homemade moonshine, most notably George Jones's White Lightning. And it's cheap and legal for adults. If rock and roll started out as teen music looking for the thrill of a high, whether romantic or chemical, country has always found its biggest audience among grown-ups seeking liquid respite from bad jobs, bad marriages, and bad inner demons. The twist that the country duo Brooks and Dunn apply in their new song, Whiskey Do My Talkin', is to directly address alcohol as a companion, the enabler that will enable the singer, after a few swallows, to overcome his shyness, speak more eloquently, and snag that attractive woman down the other end of the bar. Personification, they call it in literary terms. For Brooks and Dunn, whiskey is a man's best friend.
Oh, I tell her all the things I can.
Here's to you, my waterproof friend. Go on, do your thing.
Yeah, she's just a light away from falling, going wild and honky-tonky.
Not long ago, the cable music channel CMT, Country Music Television, did a show called The 40 Greatest Drinking Songs. They repeat it occasionally, but I don't recommend any production that makes the all-time number one drinking song Garth Brooks's Friends in Low Places. Oh, that's a perfectly catchy bit of rowdiness, but if we're talking rowdy, you have to listen to Jerry Lee Lewis's What Made Milwaukee Famous Has Made a Loser Out of Me, a mere number 28 on CMT's list, and nowhere near the greatness of Webb Pierce's 1953 masterpiece, There Stands the Glass, shamefully placed at number 11, not even in the CMT's top 10. Or Gary Stewart's magnificently baroque 1975 melodrama, She's Actin' Single, I'm Drinkin' Doubles, which never even made Country Music Television's list at all. But when CMT updates its show, you can bet that young, handsome Brad Paisley's admirably blunt new song called Alcohol will probably figure prominently.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups. I've been known to cause a few births. Well, I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux friends been making the bars lots of big money, helping white people dance. I got you.
Alcohol is the only country song I know which is sung from the point of view of alcohol itself. the first person singular in the song is booze. I especially like the verse that invokes both Ernest Hemingway and lampshade wearing.
I got blamed at your wedding reception for your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders, helped Hemingway write like he did, and I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. Cause since the day I left...
Brad Paisley's Alcohol, in which the substance feels alternately proud and faintly ashamed of its own powers of influence, is an example of the poetic device known as the pathetic fallacy, attributing human feelings to inanimate objects. It's an extremely clever piece of songwriting that avoids one of the things that non-country music fans find off-putting about the genre, the fact that it's so often such a downer. By settling for clever, Paisley will certainly score a big hit. Love that line about alcohol helping white people dance. But his song won't enter the pantheon of mature despair that can make drink-drenched country music so powerful.
Ken Tucker reviewed Brad Paisley's new album, Time Well Wasted, and Hillbilly Deluxe by Brooks and Dunn.